available online at butlerradio.com. You look under our news portion of our webpage and you'll scroll down and see that story. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is going cashless due to concerns surrounding the coronavirus. Officials say that they're moving to a toll-by-plate system in order to eliminate money exchanging hands at toll booths. So if you don't have an easy pass, officials want you to use the ticket lane in which a photo will be taken of your license plate. Drivers will then have a bill sent to their home. Butler Township is addressing one of the biggest complaints residents have voiced about the trash removal service they've rolled out last year. A new agreement with a glass company will allow Butler Township residents to recycle glass. Beginning April 18th, the township will collect glass bottles or jars of any color in a bin at the Township Municipal Building. It does not matter if there are labels on the jars, but no plastic, including bags, can be placed in the bin for glass. The Natrona Heights company will then collect, transport, and recycle the glass at no cost to the township. If this program is successful, it could result in expansion to other municipalities in Butler County that currently do not permit recycling of glass. Butler Township is moving forward with plans to construct pickleball courts next to the township's deck hockey rink. At the regular meeting Monday night, Township commissioners approved a motion for the construction of three courts at a cost of just over $50,000 from the township's general fund. Township Road Department's employees will perform some of the work while subcontractors will also assist with this project. Barring any unforeseen delays, the plan is to have the courts in place and ready to be used by sometime in early August. And a local company is helping to keep you connected during this difficult time of uncertainty. Armstrong has decided to relax data allowance policies for all levels of residential Zoom internet service. This will allow all residential customers unlimited data and eliminate overage charges. Armstrong also plans to open all Wi-Fi hotspots in their service areas to the general public. A complete list of hotspot locations can be found on Armstrong's website. These changes will be in effect for the next 60 days and could be extended longer if this crisis continues. WISR News Time is just about 12:32. We'll take a break and we'll be back with a look at sports, also your final notes. And with WISR 680 AM.
The fastest slap shot ever recorded was 108.8 miles per hour. Now that's fast. What's faster? The service at Camisa's. Camisa's Auto Body Shop. Your one-stop collision shop. Hey, this is Mike Lang. And if you've been crashing cars instead of crashing boards, then you need to see the good people at Camisa's. Certified painters, bodywork, rental cars, they do it all. And they'll have you back out on the road in no time. So get in the fast lane, Grandma, and head to Camisa's, 352 East Jefferson Street in Butler.
In sports, Butler High School senior basketball standout Ethan Morton has been named the Max Preps Pennsylvania Player of the Year. Morton accumulated more than 2,000 points in his career with the Golden Tornado and led his team to the WPIAL 6A championship this season. As of the stoppage of the PIAA playoffs at the moment, the Golden Tornado had reached the state quarterfinals. Ethan Morton will be attending Purdue to continue his basketball career. Congratulations to Ethan Morton, Max Preps Pennsylvania Player of the Year. Pittsburgh Steelers will sign veteran offensive lineman Stefan Wisniewski, a Western Pennsylvania native who played high school football at Central Catholic before moving on to Penn State and then getting into the NFL. Wisniewski most recently played for the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. He also was the starting guard for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won their Super Bowl in 2017. Steelers have also signed Jordan Dangerfield to a one-year contract. He was one of four restricted free agents on the roster. However, he was not tendered as of Wednesday. They would have had to have paid him $2.1 million if they did so. But after 48 hours on the free agent market, he will return to Pittsburgh. The 29-year-old Dangerfield had his best season last year. He finished second on the team with 12 special team tackles and forced a fumble. He is a backup defensive back. Another veteran quarterback is on the free agent market after reports indicate the Denver Broncos will cut Joe Flacco. The move will save the Broncos $10 million in salary cap space. The former Super Bowl winner with Baltimore went 2-6 last season with Denver before a neck injury ended his season. A couple of shocks yesterday from the Los Angeles Rams. They cut running back Todd Gurley and linebacker Clay Matthews. Gurley has already signed a contract, though, with the Atlanta Falcons. Cleveland is signing Cincinnati defensive lineman Andrew Billings, while the Philadelphia Eagles have acquired defensive back Darius Slay from the Detroit Lions after 7 seasons with the Lions. He moved to Philadelphia, where he has already agreed to a 3-year contract extension. New Orleans head coach Sean Payton announcing he tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Also, 7 NBA players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart confirmed he received a positive test and implored the younger generation, of which he is a part, to take the virus much more seriously. 3 members of the Philadelphia 76ers, 2 Los Angeles Lakers, and now a member of the Denver Nuggets have all tested positive. Boston Red Sox left-handed starting pitcher Chris Sale will miss the entire 2020 season. He'll have to undergo Tommy John surgery. The 31-year-old Sale went down very early in spring training with a flexor strain near the elbow. Major League Baseball also announcing it's canceling the Mexico series between San Diego and Arizona April 18th and 19th, was to be played in Mexico City. Also canceling the Puerto Rico series between the New York Mets and Miami Marlins April 28th through the 30th in San Juan. Major League Baseball also announcing yesterday plans to pay minor league players through April 8th, which would have been the day prior to the start of their season. The iconic Monaco Grand Prix will not happen this year. That Formula One event was set for May 24th. One thing that will happen this weekend and is going to be televised on Fox Sports, they're going to air the virtual NASCAR race Sunday afternoon in place of the Homestead Miami NASCAR Cup race that was suspended along with the rest of the season to this point because of the coronavirus. The first race of the online eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series will include Fox announcing regulars Mike Joy, Jeff Gordon, and Larry McReynolds. The iRacing is currently running several full-season esports racing series, and Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, and Brad Keselowski are among the drivers entered in Sunday's race, which will take place on a digital reproduction of the Homestead Miami Speedway. The competitors will use rigs set up at their homes that feature steering wheels, pedals, shifters, and screens. The plan is to run a weekly race until the NASCAR season resumes, although Fox Sports has not committed as yet to carry any future events outside of this Sunday's event. And the Olympic flame arrived in Japan from Greece yesterday in a scaled-down arrival ceremony ahead of the planned Tokyo Olympics this summer. But while the International Olympic Committee and local organizations maintain the Games will open on July 24th as scheduled, however, doubts are growing surrounding it because of the coronavirus pandemic, with many calling for the event to be postponed or canceled. IOC President Thomas Bach is getting pushback from some athletes who can't train and are confused about the qualification process and worry about their health. That's sports. I'm Bob Cupp reporting.
Give your home clean, happy, healthy air
with an air duct cleaning from Schneider's 1 Hour Heating and Air.
Here are your final notes for today, for this Friday, March 20th, 2020. James Thomas Tom Roth, age 70, of Butler, passed away on March 19th. Tom worked for Applied Science Associates in Butler as an ergonomist. Tom is survived by his wife, 1 daughter, 1 brother, 1 sister, 2 nephews, 1 niece, and also her daughter as well. So arrangements are being handled by the Thompson Miller Funeral Home of Butler, again for James Thomas Tom Roth. Shirley J. Walker, age 85, of Butler, passed away on Wednesday, March 18th. She worked for the city of Butler for almost 15 years. She was a loving mother and grandmother. All services will be held privately. Arrangements for Shirley J. Walker will be handled by the Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Butler. Mary Jean Millich, age 82, of Center Township, passed away on Wednesday. She taught in the Pittsburgh Public School District, and she was employed as a legal secretary in Pittsburgh and later in Washington, D.C. She returned to Pittsburgh in 1965 and worked for the Richard King Mellon Foundation. She is survived by her daughter and also her sister. There will be no visitation, and funeral services were private. Burial took place at the Calvary Mausoleum in Butler. Funeral arrangements for Mary Jean Millich have been handled by the Martin Funeral Home in Butler. And that's it for your final notes for today. Complete obituary information is available to you on our website at butlerradio.com.
The Edward L. Raisley Funeral Home in Prospect. You say the name and everyone knows just where the Raisley Funeral Home is located. Why? For well over 100 years, the Raisleys have been helping families around here deal with loss. Not an easy thing to do, but the Raisleys have taken great strides to pass that tradition on, from generation to generation. The tradition of providing compassionate and complete services. And now, the fourth generation, Carrie Raisley, has carried on the name, while still providing that same Raisley compassion. Carrie Raisley is ready to help you, whether it's pre-need counseling and arrangements, or just knowing that she's going to be there when the need for her expertise and service arises. The Edward L. Raisley Funeral Home in the quiet village of Prospect, a choice you won't regret. Call Carrie Raisley today at 865-2442. Let her arrange for you to stop by and discuss your thoughts and needs. That's the Edward L. Raisley Funeral Home in Prospect.
The Butler County Funeral Directors Association members are essential businesses in our community and will remain operating 24 hours a day. They are here to balance public health concerns while serving our community. Given the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to know the funeral directors throughout Butler County are taking precautions to protect and limit exposure of the coronavirus to the families they serve, their employees, and our community by having alternative options available when a loved one passes away. They are monitoring the pandemic closely by following the local, state, and national guidelines. They want you to know your loved one can still be prepared for a visitation and funeral using proper industry practices, all within the guidelines suggested by the government agencies. You can still have a funeral or visitation with suggested guidelines while limiting personal contact. Your loved one can be buried or cremated during this time with all state and local requirements. They are also in contact with other businesses associated with the funeral industry, such as flower shops, cemeteries, clergy, newspapers, and radio, who are also open and operating under strict guidelines to serve our community. They are committed today, tomorrow, and in the future to continue to be your most dependable funeral homes and reassure you that they'll continue to maintain their high health standards. They must implement the guidelines that are uncomfortable and have comprehensive social distancing in order to combat this pandemic. This message is presented by the Butler County Funeral Directors Association, and a member list can be found at the butlerradio.com obits page.
WISR news time is just about 12:42. And taking a look at your weather forecast on this extended news at noon, you have some showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 69. Tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible anyway. More likely this afternoon than tonight, because then we'll be left with some sunshine as we get into Saturday and again on Sunday. So Friday's high near 69, Saturday only 42. We'll get up to 49 on Sunday. Monday, rain back in the picture with a high near 47. Tuesday, though, some sunshine and a high near 53. We're at about 64 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank Studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Your news time during this extended news at noon is 12:43. And here at Butler Radio, we want to just make sure that you know that in accordance with the recommendations from state health officials, management has decided that some of our employees will begin to self-isolate and work from home. Dave is one of those. We have no known exposure. No one is sick here at the radio station. Dave is just fine. It's just management has decided basically to scatter us around. And so Dave is one of those that's taking a few days at home. That's why we're doing an extended news at noon for you. And we're going to go up to 1 o'clock this afternoon. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And then we are going to air an interview that I did a couple of hours ago, did it this morning, with the Meals on Wheels in the city of Butler. Now, we only talked to the city of Butler, but we did get in contact with the other Meals on Wheels organizations, the efforts there, and we will have posted their decisions of what they're going to do on our website at butlerradio.com. We'll include that on our online story. So we'll be posting that here in a few minutes as well. But we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with that interview for you on this extended version of your news at noon with WISR 680 AM.
The deals at Tobacco for Less just keep getting better and better. Their stores now include a great loyalty program for valued customers that can help you save on your purchases. Each dollar spent at Tobacco for Less will earn a point. And once you hit 200 points, you can redeem $10 off any purchase of $25 or more. Stock up on their various tobacco products, explore the cigar selection in their walk-in humidor, or check out the great CBD products in their health and wellness department. For all your smoking and vaping needs, visit Tobacco for Less in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
With me right now is Mary Pataki. She, of course, takes care of the Butler City Area Meals on Wheels, and, of course, one of the many organizations that are great organizations helping Butler and Butler County. So, Mary, thank you very much for taking a few minutes. I know it's been a busy week and a confusing week, but where are you right now with Meals on Wheels in the city of Butler?
Well, right now we are currently working on collecting food and packing boxes for our clients. Typically, Tracy, we send out hot meals to our clients Monday through Friday. But to protect our volunteers and staff, we've made some changes. This week on Tuesday, we collected, most items were donated, but we did also purchase items to be sent to our clients to give them enough food for 1 week.
So you made one delivery that would last throughout the week instead of daily deliveries.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there was no contact with the clients. What we did is we packaged up the boxes here at our site and delivered to their house. We left the box outside their house or in their garage or in their basement, no contact with them. They were contacted by phone to let them know that this was taking place. We also contacted emergency contacts of those that needed help, which most of our clients do, of course.
Absolutely.
Getting these items into their home. So they got a lot of things like microwavable meals, tuna pouches, cans of chili, peanut butter, vegetables, dried cherries. We also, here at the site, not anticipating things happening so quickly, we had some milk and little containers of milk. We sent quarts of milk. We made some coleslaw, and we had fresh vegetables, things like that. So they got some fresh items as well.
The perishable items, I'm wondering, did you make sure that the folks were home, or did you get a confirmation that they were able to pick up that food if they were if that meal packet involved some perishable items?
Most definitely. Like I said, everyone got a call. They are all homebound, of course, so mm-hmm. they're home, and especially at this time, everyone's home more than normal.
Right.
Doctor's appointments are being canceled and whatnot. And as I said, we called their loved ones or whoever the emergency contact would be to alert them as well. That way, we knew boxes were getting into the home.
So that was this Tuesday that you did that. Mm-hmm. You had that delivery for a week, and we've been trying to make sure that we date these interviews for folks in case they're hearing these at a different time. But I'm talking to Mary Pataki at about 10 o'clock in the morning on March 20th, so it's Friday. So will you be doing this again next week, a one-day delivery for folks to have food for an entire week?
We are doing a delivery again this coming Monday. You're right. Decisions were just made here. What we have decided at this time, Tracy, is we're doing the delivery Monday. We have enough food here for a couple weeks. There again, we will have some perishable items. We're going to do a delivery on Monday, and then as of Tuesday, Meals on Wheels is closing its doors. Now, included in what Meals on Wheels is sending, I was contacted by Butler County Area Agency on Aging. They are offering to the community 60 and older 5 frozen meals. They offered those to us for our clients. So we're including in our delivery not only the shelf-safe food that we have and some of the perishable items that we have, also these five frozen dinners.
Mary Pataki is with me, the Meals on Wheels, can I say coordinator, if that's the right term, with Butler City. I know there are many that are out there, but we're just talking with Mary right now with the Butler City area Meals on Wheels. And let me ask you, Mary, when you say you would be closing your doors, is that because you would run out of food? What if people donate food to you? Have you thought that far ahead, or are you just taking this day by day, week by week?
We won't be here. We're just trying to keep everyone safe.
Okay.
We, you know, keeping our volunteers safe, keeping staff safe. We want everyone to remain healthy, trying to keep the distance from each other, from the volunteers, from the clients as much as possible, do our part in
right.
not spreading the coronavirus.
Right.
None of us that we know of are ill, but we're just trying to do our part to keep that from happening.
So if people are hearing this now, Mary, and they're and we're trying to keep people from panicking. I mean, that's one of the things that
exactly.
we do here at the radio station is offer information so we can get the information out and help us all make good choices and not to panic. But yet, if people hear, I will be getting my food, 2 weeks' worth of food, and then you're closing your doors, what would you say to somebody who hears that and then thinks, now what? Now what do I do?
It's a temporary closure. Just like all the businesses around us are closing just at this time, they want people to remain home. So this is a temporary thing until we can have our staff and our volunteers back here. And then once again, we will resume our delivery of hot meals. This is very temporary. What we're going to do is revisit and see where everything is in 2 weeks. Hopefully everything will be fine and we'll start our delivery of hot meals again. In the meantime, in the information all our clients are receiving in a letter from me, I'm giving them the phone number of the Area Agency on Aging, that if they need the frozen meals delivered to them, they can call that number. And that will get them through a period of time that may happen or may not happen. Maybe in 2 weeks, we're back here and we're cooking meals again, and we're back to our regular routine. We can't predict what's happening
right.
tomorrow.
And I would assume you're not taking any new clients at this point. You're just helping the clients that you have, and you're going to be sending out that letter with information.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So
the letter will arrive with the box on Monday. I will be making phone calls as well. When you're working with a population that's used to a routine such as we do, it doesn't hurt to talk to them as well as have something in writing.
Absolutely.
Something for them to refer to.
I just want to make sure that we clarify, just for folks who have been listening, and there's an overwhelming amount of information coming at all of us. So I just want to make sure that we're clear that
yes.
Will you clarify for me, you'll be making a delivery on Monday that will last for 2 weeks, or you will be making two more weeks' worth of deliveries?
No, the delivery we make on Monday is the last one. It should be enough food for 2 weeks.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for clarifying. Okay.
Yes.
Mary, before I let you go, any other final thoughts you want to make sure that we know, your clients know, as we go through the next many days?
We always have our clients and our volunteers' best interest in mind. This is a very, very difficult time for all of us. We want to make sure our clients are taken care of. If you know of anyone that is elderly or in need, please just make a phone call to them. You know, we find the best thing to do right now is to get the food to their door, knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and leave it so we're not making contact with them. And we can do that as neighbors, as family members. It's a trying time for all of us, but we have a lot of elderly people and homebound people that need that extra step. So I think if we all do that, that'll help them as well. This is very temporary for Butler Meals on Wheels. We will be here. We'll be taking our hot meals to our clients once again.
Mary, I just want to say thank you very much for all that you do and all of your volunteers. And I know that, I'm going to say I know this, but I'm going to assume that with your volunteers not working, it's heavy on their hearts as well, because they know they have a role in helping other people and delivering this food. And when that stops, that's all also heavy on their hearts.
It's so heavy on their hearts.
Right. Thank you for what you do, and we'll keep in touch as we go throughout these many days.
Please do. I appreciate it, Tracy.
Thank you for being with us.
Sure. Take care.
Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Folks, you talk about tradition. You realize Miller's Shoes has been in downtown Butler for well over 120 years now? Yeah, that's tradition. That's staying power. Miller Shoes, your headquarters for shoes for all members of the family. If you're looking for athletic shoes, they've got them for men, women, teens, kids, and they've got all the famous brands, too, right there under one roof. Miller Shoes has Nike, New Balance, Saucony, Rockport, Keds, Skechers, Easy Spirit, Asics, Pro-Pet, and more. Athletic shoes for the whole family. They've also got Rockport shoes and Trotters and Hush Puppies. And many other famous name brands as well. Easy Spirit. And they're your local headquarters for America's Favorite Comfort Shoes, SAS. You'll find them for men and women in a variety of styles and colors at Miller's Shoes. You can always count on that great Miller's fit, too. And a friendly smile from the Ciprians. Miller's Shoes. Headquarters for shoes for the entire family. 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Miller's Shoes.
Plan ahead. We've all learned from experience that living day-to-day can lead to too many last-minute surprises. Surprises that are often difficult and frustrating to handle. And so it is with a funeral. Planning a proper funeral takes pre-planning, so that during periods of grieving and turmoil, you'll want those arrangements to already be taken care of. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler has been pre-planning funerals for more than 90 years, and the third generation of the same family is here to help you with that planning process now. Make these choices now. The funeral service, the choice of caskets, which minister, priest, or rabbi, cremation, visitations, flowers, church service or not, all these decisions can be made now before your emotions get in the way of logical and practical decisions. Pre-plan now with Thompson Miller. Think about it, and then call us and meet with us to discuss it privately. Call 724-287-3706. 287-3706. Pre-arrangements. It really makes sense. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller. Because we care.
Give your home clean, happy, healthy air.
With an air duct cleaning from Schneider's 1 Hour Heating and Air.
Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby is not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course, also emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available. Also, prescription diets, you know, one of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south at Thorncrest Drive.
Well, 98.6 is normal, but Mr. 60s is far from that. We try to raise that level a bit every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., playing some of the hottest hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s on the Mr. 60s Rock and Roll Oldie Show. Tune in to WISR and remember, we're all here because we're not all there.
Just like to remind listeners here at Butler Radio Network, in accordance with recommendations from state health officials, management has decided that some of our employees should begin to self-isolate and work from home. We have had no known exposure. That's why you're not hearing Dave Malarkey here the last couple of days, as he has been one of the folks that we've decided should begin to self-isolate and work from home.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan in Washington. President Trump closes the southern border to non-essential travel due to the coronavirus.
As we did with Canada, we're also working with Mexico to implement new rules at our ports of entry to suspend non-essential travel. These new rules and procedures will not impede lawful trade and commerce.
And he invoked a measure called the Defense Production Act to get medical supplies to where they need to go. And the IRS has moved the tax filing deadline from next month to July 15th.
We're moving it out to July 15th so that people will have time and people will be able to, hopefully by that time, we'll have people getting back to their lives.
Well, delaying tax payments is expected to leave $300 billion in the economy. And work goes on a more than $1 trillion economic stimulus plan.
We're working on various elements of the deal, and the Democrats are very much wanting something to happen, and the Republicans likewise are very much wanting something to happen.
There's been a plea for ventilators and other medical equipment from New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. He says he's concerned hospitals will be overwhelmed by coronavirus cases, and he's ordering 100% of the non-essential workforce to stay home.
There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance. Again, your actions can affect my health.
The coronavirus sparks a stay-at-home order in California.
I don't expect this will be many, many months, but for the time being, we are recognizing the significance of this next 8 weeks as it relates to this virus in particular, and we want to get that curve down.
Governor Gavin Newsom says if the rise in virus cases doesn't slow, the state's medical system could be overwhelmed. Overseas from Japan, CBS's Raimi Innocencio says they're going through the motions leading up to the Summer Games.
The Olympic torch relay across the country is still scheduled to start as planned next week. That's on March 26th from Fukushima. But citizens have also been told not to gather in crowds to watch it.
Well, toilet paper sales are still strong. Just ask Aaron Dotis. He's CEO of Peach, a luxury toilet paper brand. It ships direct to people.
We started seeing sales go through the roof. So the amount of new subscribers that we get in a month, we were getting every hour.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee, held in late May, has been postponed indefinitely because of the coronavirus. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 22 points. The NASDAQ is up. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
An army of volunteers is delivering meals to millions of elderly Americans who are very much at risk in this crisis. CBS's Maria Villarreal in Dallas.
Meals on wheels!
For the seniors on Jennifer Atwood's delivery route.
I have your meals today.
The meals are their one certainty in these most uncertain times.
You know what's going on with
the
coronavirus.
Well, that's why I'm staying in the house with her.
They're scared or they're hungry. Not a safe place for them right now.
Everyone likes to give a hug and be close.
Chief Nursing Officer Olivia Rogers says it's not just the meals that are crucial. But for many seniors, this is often their only chance to interact with someone during the day.
You feel okay?
And now, it's at a social distance.
We're here for you, but we are going to also keep you safe.
So far, donations are steady. And in a sign of the times, volunteer efforts are up. Mireya Villarreal, CBS News, Dallas.
And I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I just feel great. It gives me energy. It's not like too much energy where I'm flying all over the place, but it is just the right amount. I just feel so good. I love taking Balance of Nature.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FRUITS.
It's time now for your local news from the Butler Radio Network Newsroom and from the Next Tier Bank studios of WISR. Next Tier Bank, committed to the community, committed to you. It's time for the news.
Good afternoon. I'm Tracy Morgan with a look at your local news with the Butler Radio Network. You can always get news anytime on demand on our website at butlerradio.com and on Alexa-powered devices. You download the Butler Radio News skill and say, Alexa, what's in the news? Well, as we know, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has ordered all non-life-sustaining businesses in the state to close their physical locations to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But he has made some modifications to that list of businesses ordered to close after an objection by a state organization. The Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association called the Wolf administration to encourage removal of hotels, motels, and bed and breakfasts from his order. That part was rescinded. Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau President Jack Cohen is on the board of the association.
That can't happen. That's a necessity for people that are without, you know, being home and in areas where they need a place to sleep.
The only restaurants that are allowed to be open at this time are those with carryout and drive-through. Any other one that would be caught open could be liable and cited. The Butler Health System is temporarily closing several outpatient testing sites beginning today. We have those listed on our website at butlerradio.com. Teachers at the Butler Area School District will be presenting lessons for students on WISR beginning Monday morning. Now, the lessons will be offered each weekday on WISR 6:80 a.m., beginning with lessons for the secondary students from 9 to 9:30, followed by a half hour for elementary students from 9:30 to 10. The Pennsylvania Department of Education is canceling this year's standardized testing across the state. That means there will be no PSSAs or Keystone exams. Those tests typically took place during the spring. The Pennsylvania Turnpike has decided to reopen all 17 of their service plazas. That began at 7 a.m. today. Meals on Wheels in the city of Butler will be making one more delivery next week before suspending operations temporarily. Mary Pataki told our newsroom, she's the coordinator of Meals on Wheels for the city of Butler. She says it's an effort to keep their volunteers and staff safe.
It's a temporary closure. They want people to remain home. So this is a temporary thing until we can have our staff and our volunteers back here, and then once again, we will resume our delivery of hot meals. This is very temporary.
The delivery will be made on Monday to current clients and will have enough food for 2 weeks. Pataki says volunteers are leaving the food on doorsteps of clients and having no physical contact. Phone calls are being made to assure the food was delivered. We have that full interview with Mary Pataki with the Butler City Meals on Wheels on our website, a part of this news story at butlerradio.com. We also have the indication from other Meals on Wheels on their plans on that story as well. Next year, bank has decided to adjust some schedules and policies for the safety of customers and employees. Beginning today and until further notice, branch lobbies will have limited access and will be open by appointment only. BC3 is now officially closing their campus to students, faculty, and non-essential staff. The move to go online with instruction begins on Monday. Senator Scott Hutchinson and State Representative Aaron Bernstein are joining lawmakers across the state in shutting down their physical locations to visitors. Both lawmakers are urging their residents to call or email their offices if they have any needs. A local nonprofit organization spent time Thursday afternoon giving away toilet paper in downtown Butler. Multiple CCR staff members spent several hours on Main Street giving away 400 to 500 rolls of toilet paper to anyone who wanted some. Haley Merchant, the director of programs for Center for Community Resources in Butler.
The shelves are still pretty bare here in downtown. So we had reached out to Capco, who was able to order some bulk boxes in. So we thought, instead of people worrying about what they're going to do, let's just open it up and let's just do one big giveaway and, you know, take away some of that fear and also, you know, restore a little bit of hope that we're missing these days.
According to CCR President and CEO Mike Robb, the organization put their information referral number on the toilet paper rolls as well as their crisis line number. This outreach is all about meeting basic needs.
People are like, hey, thanks, because most of the shops are getting raided. It's a basic need, really, toilet paper. So if we can do that, not telling anybody that they got a mental health need or a drug and alcohol need, you just have a human need. We figure it'll brighten up somebody's day since everybody's a little bit stressed out with what's going on.
CCR remains open but has adjusted their hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The crisis services line continues to remain open 24/7. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is going cashless because of coronavirus concerns. Officials say they're moving to a toll-by-plate system. If you don't have an easy pass, officials want you to use the ticket lane, in which a photo will be taken of your license plate. You'll then have a bill sent to your home. A local company is helping to keep residents connected during this difficult time of uncertainty. Armstrong has decided to relax data allowance policies for all levels of residential Zoom internet service. This will allow all residential customers unlimited data and eliminate overage charges. Armstrong also plans to open all Wi-Fi hotspots in their service areas to the general public. A complete list of hotspot locations can be found on Armstrong's website. With the Butler Radio Network, I'm Tracy Morgan reporting. Of course, you can always get news anytime on demand on our website at butlerradio.com and on Alexa-powered devices. You download the Butler Radio News skill and say, Alexa, what's in the news? Some clouds today, and don't rule out the showers and maybe even a thunderstorm today. A high of 71, a low down to 28. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high just 42. Sunday, pretty much the same kind of day with sun and clouds, a high of 47. Showers back in the picture on Monday with a high of 52.
With me here tonight, music playing, our body swaying in time,
time, time, time,
touching you.
let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. We'll be right back.
Do you have an Amazon Echo, Tap, or Dot in your home? If you do, you can load the new Butler Radio News skill and get the latest local news, sports, and weather from Alexa anytime you want. The Butler Radio News skill is the area's only skill to offer local news, sports, and weather. To get the skill, open your Alexa app, search for Butler Radio News, and enable the skill. It's that simple. Alexa, what's in the news?
From the Butler Radio Network, here is the latest news.
The Butler Radio Network is proud to be a leader in providing up-to-date local content to you on the devices you use, on your radio, your computer or tablet, your smartphone, and now on your Amazon Alexa device.
Met a boy, cute as can be. Summer day.